listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. A new survey has raised concerns among authorities regarding smoke alarm fatigue. According to research conducted by smoke alarm company Brooks Australia, more than a third of those surveyed had disabled their smoke alarms, with a quarter saying they did so because their alarm is too sensitive. Jim Zanidis from Brooks Australia says it's vital you don't switch your smoke alarm off, even if you're getting false alarms.
It's a life safety device, and it's there to protect the occupants of the home. It's got to be a working smoke alarm. If it's not working, then you really don't have any protection or any warning to add to a real fire.
He believes installing a multi-sensor alarm could help reduce the number of false alarms. Things are looking up for South Australian dairy farmers and consumers, with this year's national milk production having exceeded expectations. The latest report from Rabobank shows that production reached 5.35 billion litres in the 6 months to January, which is 2.5% above the same period last year. What's more, the same report is expecting the industry to grow heading into 2025. And two Limestone Coast teenagers are expected to face court next month over an apparent overnight crime spree. Police allege the pair stole a Mitsubishi ASX from a Mount Gambier home last Wednesday night or early Thursday morning, which was then driven 270 k's to Kanalpin, where the car hit a tree. Both teens will appear before the Mount Gambier Magistrates Court on April 8th. To sport, and yesterday saw the ninth and final round of the Limestone Coast women's football season take place. Penola was among the victors, taking down South Gambier by 79 points at Penola Oval, while in the match prior at the same venue, Kaivi Bolite beat Kongarong by 56 points. Other winners were Casterton Sanford and North Gambier. Minor Premiers Mandulla had the bye.